Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh. Today is the 9th of January 2019. Let's get to the news. We begin with cricket today. The BCCI announced on Tuesday that the 2019 edition of the IPL will be played entirely at home in India. There was some speculation in December, around the time of the auction, that a part of the tournament might be moved out of India to avoid a clash with the 2019 general elections. The Committee of Administrators, or COA, met in Delhi yesterday to discuss the dates and venues. They decided that the IPL will stay in India but will begin almost weeks before the usual date. The IPL generally begins in early April and continues till the end of May. This year, it'll begin on the 23rd of March. The board's press release went on to say, and I quote, "Based on the preliminary discussions with the appropriate central and state agencies and authorities, it was decided that the 12th edition of the world's most popular and competitive T20 tournament will be scheduled to be played in India. It is proposed that the Vivo IPL 2019 will commence on the 23rd of March 2019. The detailed schedule will be finalized in consultation with the appropriate authorities," unquote. There were two instances when the IPL was moved out of India to avoid clashing with the elections, in 2009 to South Africa and then partly in 2014 to UAE. The final schedule is yet to be confirmed. The cricket board went on to say, and I quote, "The detailed schedule will be finalized in consultation with the appropriate authorities. The COA will then have detailed discussions with all the stakeholders before releasing the schedule." Jasprit Bumrah, India's standout bowler in the Test series in Australia, has been rested for both the limited overs series against Australia as well as India's limited overs tour of New Zealand. The BCCI said it wants Bumrah, who bowled more than 150 overs in the four tests and claimed 21 wickets, to be well rested for the home series against Australia, which begins on the 24th of February. That series features five ODIs and two T20 matches. The board announced, and I quote, "Keeping in mind the workload of the bowler, it was best felt to give him adequate rest ahead of the home series against Australia," unquote. Mohammad Siraj has been drafted into the side for the ODI series, while Siddharth Kaul has been included for the T20 matches that will be played in New Zealand. Siraj, who has played three T20s for India, is set to make his ODI debut as India play a three-match ODI series in Australia, followed by five ODIs and three T20s in New Zealand. Badminton news now from the Premier Badminton League. India star Kidambi Srikanth led from the front as his team Bengaluru Raptors defeated Mumbai Rockets to stay in contention for the semi-finals. Srikanth, the captain of the Bengaluru team, played a thrilling match against world number 18 Anders Antonsen, eventually winning 15-14, 15-13. The world number 8 employed his trademark smashes that saw him take an 8-5 lead in the first game, only for the Danish player to fight back and draw level at 13-13. Antonsen then made it 14-13, earning a game point, but Srikanth scored two successive points to win the game 15-14. The second game was every bit as competitive, with the two drawing level at 13-13 once more. Yet again, Srikanth scored the 2 points to win the game and the match. In the women's singles match from PBL, world number 59, Vuthi Trang, who's part of the Raptors, defeated Mumbai's 202nd-ranked Shreyansi Pardeshi 15-4, 11-15, 15-7. Trang breezed through the first game, but Pardeshi raised her game in the second to win it 15-11, stunning the Vietnamese player. Trang, the Raptors' trump for the night, shrugged off the loss in the second game to win the third easily, 15-7. Mohammad Ehsan and Hendra Setiawan won the men's doubles match 15-11, 15-11 for Bengaluru, against the Mumbai doubles team of Lee Yong Dae and Kim Gi Jung. Bengaluru needed 4 points to move into the top four in the points table. With this victory, they have knocked out the Pune 7 aces. Football news now. First, the 2019 AFC Asian Cup. Iraq defeated Vietnam 3-2 in a thrilling match on Tuesday that included a last-minute free kick by Ali Adnan that helped the 2007 champions prevail after an intense contest. Iraq are ranked 88 in the world, while Vietnam are ranked 100. The Group D match started off contrary to expectations, with Vietnam's first goal coming in the 24th minute, handing them the lead. Iraqi defender Ali Fez panicked under pressure from Gwen Kong Fong and clumsily backheeled the ball past Iraq's goalkeeper, Jalal Hassan Hashim. Iraq equalised 10 minutes later thanks to striker Mohanad Ali, who capitalised on an error to send the ball into the goal from the edge of the box. However, Vietnam took the lead in the 42nd minute. Nguyen Trong Hoang's shot was parried by the goalkeeper Hashim, and Kong Quang shot the ball in from close range to make it 2-1. In the second half, Vietnam's defence was disastrous, and Humam Tariq scored Iraq's second goal in the 60th minute mark. Then, with a minute left in the game, a lazy foul on the edge of the penalty area presented Iraq with a free kick. Ali Adnan had a chance to scored 3 points for his team, and he did not disappoint. His curling left foot shot landed home, making it 3-2 for Iraq. In I-League action, East Bengal beat Indian Arrows 2-1 on Tuesday in a hard-fought match to remain in contention for the title. East Bengal's Laldan Mawia scored off a penalty in the 26th minute and Jobby Justin scored in the 64th minute. For Indian Arrows, Ninthoingamba Mite was the lone scorer for converting a penalty in the 90th minute. The first half saw most of the action confined to the midfield. Arrows had a couple of opportunities but failed to convert them. Those misses would come back to haunt them as East Bengal made fewer mistakes in converting their chances. While the Arrows' defence kept them in the game, East Bengal made repeated attempts at the Arrows' goal, eventually breaking through in the 64th minute. A foul on Ashish Ray by East Bengal's Manoj saw the Indian Arrows receive a penalty, which Ninthoingamba converted successfully. East Bengal then thwarted all attempts by the Arrows to equalise and won the game 2-1. After the win, East Bengal are in 4th place with 19 points from 10 matches, while Indian Arrows are in 9th place with 10 points.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.